first question is, what is your assessment of North Korea's nuclear capabilities?
Well, I think North Korea's nuclear capabilities are clearly growing by the month. I think these tests need to be understood in the context of a military testing program, and they are not so much a cry for attention as they are an effort to complete the design of a deliverable nuclear weapon. As such, I think we are witnessing a very dangerous period.
I see. So are you saying that North Korea is in final stages of nuclear weapons development?
I cannot say that because they, up until now, have not shown they can put a warhead on a missile. But we know that they are seeking to do that, and we also know that they are perfecting a warhead design. But I don't know how much progress they have made. But whatever the status of their progress, it's clear that they are making progress, and this is a growing concern.
Mm-hmm. What is your take on North Korea's claims that it has developed a hydrogen bomb?
I don't think there is evidence yet to back that claim up, but I don't think it really matters whether it's an atomic bomb or a hydrogen bomb. The issue is that it's a great threat to the region and potentially to the United States.
Do you believe North Korea has clandestine uranium enrichment facility other than Yongbyon?
I believe that. I don't have evidence for that, but I believe it because I don't see why they would show the Yongbyon uranium enrichment facility if they did not have another one.
So where do we go from here? What are policy options for the next U.S. administration in dealing with North Korea's nuclear programs?
I think the first policy option is this needs to be put up at the top of the agenda. I think frequently administrations spend more time on the Middle East than they do on North Korea. And I think North Korea is a greater threat to the U.S., including to the U.S. homeland, than even some of these terrible problems in the Middle East. So, one, I think it needs to be moved up in the list of concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I think there needs to be a continuing effort to strengthen anti-missile defense. I think THAAD is a major step in this direction, and I think this kind of defense needs to be strengthened. Three, I think there needs to be a continued exercising of the U.S. commitments, U.S. treaty commitments, which includes having exercises of the kind that have. That the United States has had annually. I think those need to be continued. Fourth, I think there needs to be a much deeper and intensive discussion with the Chinese about North Korea and what it would mean if there were a change in political arrangements in the Korean Peninsula. That is, we need to have an understanding with the Chinese on what North Korea's demise would mean or would not mean. For example, the United States would not be interested in taking strategic advantage of the Chinese in the event there were such a change, and I think that needs to be communicated. At the same time, it's very important that any discussions with China about Korean Peninsula need to be done in the full consultation with the U.S. allies. The next point I would make is that we need to work with the Chinese on better enforcement of sanctions. This has proved to be difficult in the past. This needs to be a priority going forward. I am not opposed to more sanctions, but I particularly believe there needs to be better enforcement of the ones we have. And then finally, and this is truly finally, I think we need to keep the door open to negotiation if North Korea wants to come back to negotiation on the basis of what they've already agreed to.
The purpose of negotiations, though, is not to just have discussions. These discussions, these talks, need to be on the basis of what was previously agreed. So I think all of those things need to be in the mix as we go forward.
I see. Let me make follow-ups to your points. Why is it important to discuss the demise of North Korea at this point in time?
We don't know if there will be a demise of North Korea, but we know the Chinese worry about that. Mm-hmm. And they worry about what it would mean to their interests. And they worry about the perception that this could be seen in China as a victory for the United States and a defeat for China. And I think we need to have an honest discussion with the Chinese about this. I have no reason to believe that North Korea will collapse tomorrow any more than I have a reason to believe they won't collapse. I just don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to have more discussions with the Chinese on this. It's a very sensitive subject in China. It's a discussion the Chinese don't often like to have, but I think that's what needs to take place.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the sanctions enforcement, what more do you want to see from China?
Oh, I think the especially in the financial area, mm-hmm. there needs to be tightening up, probably some tightening up on the cross-border trade. But I think most importantly in the financial area, we know that the North Koreans have financial connections in China that need to cease. But I think this is all better done through traditional discussions rather than talking through the press at each other.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I don't think the issue should be, we should not be saying to the Chinese that you need to do more, any more than the Chinese should be saying to us that you need to do more. Mm-hmm. There needs to be some serious discussions about these things and not discussions that are played out in the media.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to tightening cross-border trade, reports that in the United Nations, there is discussion between the United States and China on curbing crude oil and mineral and energy trade between North Korea and China. Do you think that is something that it's needed at this point?
I think when we talk about sanctions, I think everything should be discussed. So the answer to your question is yes. Again, this is why the Chinese worry that a full implementation of sanctions across the board could be threatening to the existence of the North Korean of the North Korean state, and that's why there needs to be a deep dive with the Chinese about what changes on the Korean Peninsula would mean for Chinese interests. I think it's very important that the U.S. not open itself to the accusation from the Chinese that we want to take measures for the purpose of hurting China. Already the Chinese are worried about the THAAD deployment in this context. So I think the best way to deal with that is to have some in-depth discussions that are based on mutual respect.
And you mentioned that we should leave doors open to negotiations based on previous agreements.
Correct.
I remember reading your recent opinion piece, which was very remarkable, which actually said that we shouldn't engage in talks with North Korea right now.
Well, we should not engage in talks that involve North Korea demanding new concessions and us forgetting what the North Koreans have already agreed to. And so what I worry about are people who are talking about talks on the basis of, for example, suspending the military exercises. These were not the basis of talks that were conducted during my time. And my only point is North Korea agreed to abandon all its nuclear weapons, and that has to be the basis of any talks.
Mm-hmm. Could that be an ultimate goal and have some more immediate goals in the middle, such as, you know, freezing nuclear activities and moratorium on missiles? Could that be an option in negotiations with North Korea?
I think when you start adding freezes, which don't hold, or if you start adding moratorium on exercises, I think you go down a dangerous path. I don't think that is the way to solve this. I think North Korea needs to acknowledge in the context of the negotiations that it has agreed to certain things, and I think we should get on with the implementation of the things that everyone has agreed to. North Korea is not the only country that agreed to things. The United States also agreed to things in 2005, 2007. So I think there needs to be discussions on the basis of what's already been agreed with the goal of implementing those agreements. If people want to raise other elements, fine, but I think we had an agreement, and we should not allow North Korea to repudiate its agreement for the sake of asking for new measures from us.
Mm-hmm. Former Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff Mike Mullen mentioned the possibility of preemptive strike on North Korea, and so did Democratic Vice President nominee Tim Kaine. Under what circumstances would preemptive strike, surgical strike, be possible on North Korea?
Well, I'm very careful about talking about things like that because that's essentially talking about war. Mm-hmm. And I think war is a very serious means to a serious end. But I think if we have a situation where North Korea has been able to perfect a deliverable nuclear weapon, and if we see that deliverable nuclear weapon standing on a North Korean launch pad, I think we have some fateful decisions to make. I don't think the United States can wait for the North Koreans to launch a nuclear weapon at it before it responds. So I have a lot of sympathy for Admiral Mullen's position on that, but I don't think we are quite there yet. And I think people, when they talk about things like preventive measures, et cetera, I think everyone needs to understand that we're talking about war. One other issue that I've felt is very necessary to talk to the Chinese about, and that is that some of the things that we did in Iran in terms of things that we rumored to do with the Iranians to slow down their program, we need to also have some discussion about those if they are feasible.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the space between war and peace. That's not war,
mm-hmm.
even though the North Koreans consider everything war.
And what do you think are North Korea's miscalculations in continuing this development of nuclear weapons?
North Korea is of the hope that the United States will eventually somehow give up and agree that they should be a nuclear weapon state and that they will have the sort of they will be able to do what Pakistan and India have been able to do. And so I think it's very important not to allow them to get away with that.
Mm-hmm. Ambassador Hill, thank you very much for your time and insight.
Okay, thank you.